Marry me, and welcome to the Witchy Spellcast. This is Kara and Saya here to add a little bit more magic into your everyday life. Remember, if you like this podcast, subscribe so you don't miss an episode. Maybe even give us a 5-star review, or drop a comment to let others know what you like about the podcast. Let's make some magic.
Welcome back to the Witchy Spellcast. It has been a little bit.
It's been a minute.
It's just me and Saya today. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure Rowan might have work or homework or something.
Having her life, as we all do.
Yeah, we all have our own things happening, especially right now. It's kind of a busy time of the year, but there's also other things that are just, you know. Which is the reason that we haven't had an episode in a little bit.
That's okay.
I've had some very personal things happening that kind of put me in a little bit of a, not a depressive episode, I mean, like, kind of a state of, oh shit, I need to focus on other things.
Yeah, and that's totally a normal, appropriate, mature thing to do. Like,
yeah.
You've got priorities, homie, and no one is gonna, I think, hold that over you. Like,
no, and family is number one, always.
Yes, absolutely.
And mental health as well. And that was very necessary. I had even had to email my professor because I'm in my last semester of grad school right now. And he even said the same thing. He's like, if your assignments are a week late, it is okay. Family comes first.
Oh,
thanks for
nice.
Letting me know.
I love it.
He's amazing. I really do love my professor. He's my professor for both of my classes that I'm in right now. And him and his husband just adopted an 8-year-old. So he's like, he's awesome too. He's like around our age, he's like, I have a whole newfound respect for working parents. How have you guys been doing this for so long? He's like, I feel like I can't get anything done.
Yeah.
But he's awesome. He's a great professor too.
Well, some things in my life, I think since last we spoke, started a great new job. I think I had just started training or whatever last episode. But the job is really good.
I think you had just gotten the job.
Oh yeah. So it's
Because it was quite a few weeks ago when we. It was like May 1st when we recorded, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. And my first day was the 3rd. So,
Yeah.
It's pretty good. It's something that I enjoy doing, which is mind-numbing, tedious, repetitive work, which I'm good at. And it's structured and whatever. And the pay is good. And the hours are good. And I met a really cool chick. And we have way too much in common for it to not be, like, set in the stars almost. Like, it's weird the amount we have in common. And she sits directly across from me. And we're the only two out of our entire, like, training class that do the job we do. So that's pretty rad.
Cool. Yeah. It's nice having, like, work friends.
Yeah, it is really cool. And then my garden took off after last episode with Plant Guy. when I say took off, I mean, like, It's a bit strange. Like, because now we have a whole yard of grass. We have three thriving tomato plants.
Yeah, I saw your
the hand post.
That's
just the one plant. We have three different types of tomatoes. Those are the cherub ones. And then we've got actual Roma tomatoes, the real size ones. For some reason, that plant, like, the branches on that plant are so spindly. I'm concerned because the tomatoes it's producing are huge.
You get those garden sticks to
yeah, they're in cages, but kinda, I definitely need
yeah, like, the cages too. Yeah,
I definitely need
just
like
get some
zip ties or
like
something.
Skewers. You can get some skewers to go across the cages so they can kind of like lean on those as well.
Smart. And so fiance and myself, we went and bought like cucumber starters and a zucchini. And then, like, just for, like shits and giggles, we bought, like, a watermelon starter. Because why not?
Why not?
And then we bought three different types of peppers. So we have a pepper sprouting. It's like a little, maybe the size of a 50 cent piece. It's a little green bell pepper. It started, it bloomed recently.
They sell purple peppers and those are really good.
So that's actually going to turn orange and it's going to be super sweet. We have a set of habanero, which already really fragrant. So I'm a bit nervous about it. Yeah, I'm pretty pumped about the garden. The zucchini and squash took off recently, like to an absurd amount to like, I'm kind of freaked out. Like it's growing too fast. It's going to, and then the watermelon vine is just, this watermelon vine is just taking over. But if we end up with a watermelon, like I'm going to fucking lose it. Cause we bought it just for like, oh, whatever. It's probably not going to grow. Well, it's probably not going to do anything. And it's just like, it's doing.
Well, you've obviously like found a groove with it, which is good. My poor lavender plant that I bought.
Oh no.
It's dead.
Oh no.
Life was really bad for me and I had set it outside to get sun. And then we had like rainstorms, which it was growing after the rainstorms. And I was like, oh, cool. Okay. I don't have to remember to go out and water it and everything. It's getting plenty of water. And then we had like 3 days of like almost 100 degrees. And I was like at work, at school, my dad was in the hospital and I was like, I wasn't even thinking about it. I completely forgot about it. And then like we had another rainstorm and I looked outside and it was all wilted.
Oh,
and I was like, oh no, I don't know if I can fix this. And I like went out there, tried to water it some more. I moved it. And I might have to bring it inside. I don't even know. I might have to ask plant guy. Poor thing.
That's so sorry. I'm so sorry.
My life is not ready for real plants, apparently.
It feels like it took a village for me to grow this garden and like some grass.
Yeah.
It really was. It took a ton and a ton of water because it doesn't rain here very frequently in this time of the year. So come June, that'll be different, but
yeah, we're kind of in our rainy season right now anyways, but still.
Yeah. So a little bit of an update, new job, lots of garden growth. And that's really what I've been doing. It's not really, I bought my first plane ticket. That's about, that's to come see you and Rowan in June. Yep. Pretty excited.
Your baby G's birthday.
Yep. Very nervous, very scared. I know it's going to be fine, but I'm going alone. And
have you ever flown before?
No.
I haven't either.
I've never been on an airplane. I've never even been inside of an airport.
Like really? I've been inside of airports, but I've never flown before.
So I have zero clue. I have no idea. None. Zero. About...
Well, it's a direct flight, is it not?
No. I have a layover in Baltimore. And then I'm flying out of Baltimore into Pittsburgh. And then all the way back, I'm flying out of Pittsburgh into Nashville. And then Nashville to home. So.
I'd say just making sure. The layover would be probably...
It's over an hour long, so there's plenty of time.
Oh, yeah, you have plenty of time to get to your flight. I've never done it, so I don't know. Like I'm not a good person to talk to
it's
about
flights.
I've never done it before.
I've asked my fiance, like, hey, what is the lingo and what do the words mean? Because I don't know what a gate is, I don't know what a terminal is, you know, what is tarmac, all of that crap, right? Because I don't know, I've never been there. So it's like trying to explain to me, like, okay, you're going to walk in, you're going to find something that says Southwest, you're going to go up to it, you're going to tell them your name, that you're leaving for wherever. And like, okay, and then they're going to tell me what, and they're going to say, you're going to go to this gate. And I'm like, what's a gate? Like, I don't fucking know. Why?
Yeah, the gate basically, like, I do know that, like, the gate is where you board the plane.
Yeah.
And there's a different gate specifically for each flight.
Right.
And it's all labeled.
Yeah, which I'm fine with.
So,
I just follow the signs that say Southwest.
Yeah, just make sure you have your plane ticket printed off and with all the information, and you can easily ask anybody and they'll point you in the right direction.
Yeah, so my thing is that, like, I really hope I don't end up sitting beside somebody because that poor person.
Well,
there's only two options that are going to happen, and it's either I'm going to talk their leg off or I'm going to start crying silently to myself. And I'd rather not have a person beside me for that.
Well, so what I would do personally is make sure that you have a good set of headphones. After you're up in the air, you can listen to a podcast.
Ooh, nice.
Because there's like a point where you can't have your electronics on, but then there's a point where you can have your electronics on. So I would do that. Listen, like, download enough podcasts for the flight.
Yeah.
Just so that you can listen to that and just kind of lean back with your eyes closed and listen to your podcast.
That's a good idea. I'm going to have to. Yeah.
And maybe take some CBD before you go, just to kind of calm you.
I'm going to have to take some Dramamine at minimum. Because,
yeah.
Girl, I get motion sick in car washes.
I get mad motion sickness, but I don't get that bad of motion sickness. It got worse after pregnancy, but...
If I'm in, like, one of those automated car washes and I'm moving forward and it's, like, sprays that foam in a zigzag motion while I'm moving forward into it and it's zigzagging up and back, I was just like, ooh.
I can't even sit in the back seat of a car anymore.
Yeah, no.
Like, whether it's moving or not, like, I cannot sit in the back seat of a car anymore.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Gross.
It's bad.
Yeah, sounds bad.
Pregnancy fucked me up somehow. I don't even know. Because it's, like, I was fine. Even, I was fine before giving birth. But after, on my drive home from the hospital after giving birth, ever since then, I cannot do it. And I always sit in the back seat, so I'm sitting with the baby because he hasn't ridden in the car without somebody sitting beside him yet.
Oh,
which, considering he's about to turn one, is probably bad. We probably should have, like, weaned him off of having somebody in the back seat with him.
A big teddy is fine.
Yeah, we'll have to do something. We'll get there, especially if we're gonna go on that road trip down to see my cousin this summer, because I will not be able to make that trip in the back seat.
That's too long of a trip to.
Yeah, I can't do 8 hours. All right. Well,
that's
what's been going on. Life's been crazy. School, work. I'm wrapping up work for the school year. Tomorrow's my last day, and then I'll be on summer break. And got some big life changes coming up, and just a lot of stuff happening.
Yeah, and it's all at once.
It is all at once. It's all happening at the same time, all at once. It's crazy.
I feel like that's how life changes are, though.
Yeah. Well, once things start settling down, I can breathe again. But today we're going to talk about spirit, and it's... What is the word? I just had the word. Spirits. Correspondences. And ways that you can connect with spirit and work with spirit.
All right. Oh, I'm here for it. Learn me a thing.
Learn you a thing?
Yeah. Tell me about the correspondences of... And are you talking self-spirit? Are we talking higher self? Or are we talking, like...
talking about...
deity, like, spirit?
We're talking elements. Spirit as an element is kind of all-encompassing. Compasses all of that.
Okay.
So when we... call spirit, like, in a circle, typically it is the center of the circle that you call spirit at, and you have, like, your correspondence for spirit. A lot of the times I connect spirit with the color purple. There's just some sort of, like, I don't know, that is a color for spirit. It's not the only color for spirit, though, but that's the connection that I make.
That's interesting.
It's also silver, white, or even a rainbow could be considered for spirit. It encompasses the entire zodiac, so it doesn't have, like, a specific zodiac sign. It is kind of, like, overall, all of it.
Yeah.
Crystals that really help empower spirit would be moonstone, any kind of quartz, and amethysts.
Nice.
Those are kind of like our amplifying stones, basically. Mm-hmm. Especially clear quartz will be a good amplifier for just about anything that you need, as well as a great substitution for any crystal that you do not have.
I was just gonna say a quartz would make a great substitution since it's an amplifier and a spirit connector.
Yeah, it's like the main substitute crystal if you're working with crystals. Mm-hmm. So most of the time, if you're talking about spirit, it's a good time to talk about like ritual and spells, like in spell work, like those kind of workings. Anytime that you're working on your kind of overall, not necessarily mental self or physical self, but like your inner working self, I guess. Mm-hmm. How would I word this?
I mean, I understand. I don't
know exactly. Yeah, I don't know exactly how to word it, because like it's, if you're working on your spiritual self, you're working on your spirituality, you know, like, yeah. What are your, maybe, like, I like to think of it, like, as, like, all the bits and pieces that kind of hold you and everything else together.
Okay, yeah.
Some people like to use soul and spirit interchangeably.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like your basic essence, who you are as a person.
I like the phrase essence.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem religious. Soul seems religious to me for some reason. We'll get into that later.
Yeah, I guess that would depend on like your background with things. Soul doesn't really seem religious to me. It just kind of, it's just a word. But so a lot of the times whenever you're working with spirit, in a pagan sense, you're going to be working like rituals and with specific types of workings and magic and rituals and everything. Mm-hmm. It is very important to understand like what kind of tools that you need for magical workings if you're going to go that far into actually working magically in a ritual sense.
Right.
So, like, having a book of shadows, this isn't like necessary. None of this stuff is necessary, of course. Right. Like, it's just things that could help with your
optional tools to use.
Yeah, just different tools that you can use. Having a book of shadows or something that is a place that you can write down your spells, your workings, and even like reflections on those things. It's a great place. Sometimes those are passed down through generations if you are a generational witch.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not, you might find bits and pieces from like people you work with, like spiritually, or honestly, like I find a lot of stuff on Pinterest. There's nothing, like, we are in a digital age and we need to
be
with being a digital age witch. Like, it just happens. Your people think that's share like
a new branch. I'm sorry to interrupt. I think that's a new branch, like, that people refer to themselves as. It's like tech witch.
Yeah, like, it's,
I don't necessarily understand, but it's definitely a thing that people refer to themselves as.
Yeah, technology's here. It's not going anywhere. And to shun technology in our magical lives when we use it in our like material lives,
yeah,
is kind of ass backwards in my opinion.
Absolutely.
So like, we use technology all the time. You are using a technology right now if you're listening to this. So like, like, this is a form. This is a form of using technology to enhance our magical experience and our magical journeys. So you gotta use it. That is, I would throw technology in as a magical tool.
Absolutely.
There's also like the more traditional things, the athame, which is a double-edged dagger used for energy work. The bell helps to bring positive energy into it. The wand, obviously, it's a symbol of male energy. Besom, it's a way to cleanse, which we've talked about besoms before.
Yep.
Chalices, which, that's our symbol of a goddess. Mm-hmm. It, you can fill it with offerings for the spirit or for a god or however you want to go about doing it however you work.
I'm sorry.
We also... My nose is really running. You're okay.
Ugh, I'm sorry, that's disgusting.
We also use candles and crystals, and you can... Candle magic and crystal magic are two ways that you can work with spirit. Knowing color correspondences for candles help you choose the proper candle to use for your magic, and you can either carve sigils or symbols into the candles, or you can rub essential oil over the candle in the sigil or the symbols that you need to help you with whatever spell or ritual that you're doing.
I actually of do course, a lot of candle magic and a lot of pendulum work when I'm working with spirit, or, you know, like any kind of higher than me type stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of, because in my opinion, it's the least energy draining that correspondence tool that I can use, which seems a bit selfish, but I've got one question, you know, I'm not gonna.
Yeah, there's, it's the same with anything. You got to find the right tool for what you're doing. Yeah. And if you are just asking one question or you're just doing one quick little thing, you don't need your entire altar pulled out for that.
Right. You know, get your tarot deck and pull a card.
Yeah, and sometimes it's just not feasible. Like, so you have to work with your time and your energy and everything. And it's not your spiritual journey, your spiritual workings does not have to be pomp and circumstance every single time.
Right. Like, you have to get fully dressed in all the garb, do all of the, you know what I mean? Like,
for real,
you
know, yeah.
Go there's... find a patch of land and.
Yeah. It does not have to be anything other than I'm going to light this candle. It's green. I want to try to bring a little bit more money in or help me with saving or whatever. I'm going to light this green candle. I'm going to envision money coming in, and I'm going to let this candle burn for a while.
Yeah.
It can be as simple as that.
You could literally light a green candle with that TikTok song, Ching 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 Goes the Money Tree.
Yeah, like it doesn't
that's a spell, man.
Yeah, like, it doesn't have to be anything elaborate. And crystal magic doesn't either. So, obviously, crystals have different correspondences, too.
Mm-hmm.
Your crystal magic connection and workings could literally just be carrying the crystal with you that you need. Like, and, like, every time that you need its energy, just kind of, like, touching it or rubbing it or like holding on to it or something like that.
Yeah. I actually know a lot of people that do that. They just carry crystals with them wherever.
Yeah. And
so they can take that magic with them throughout the day.
Absolutely. And sometimes like you can wear it as a necklace or in a ring or a bracelet or in your bra, in your pocket. I keep I can't remember off the top of my head what it is. And Labradorite palm stone in my purse.
Oh, yeah.
And I started doing that when I found out I was pregnant. It's just kind of a basic protection crystal and one that like gives you kind of strength and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But I've kept it in my purse ever since I got pregnant, you know?
Nice.
Like,
yeah.
So that's just one way that you can work with things, and it doesn't have to be anything elaborate by any means. Like setting up your altar is also a great way to connect to your spirit, like, because typically people want to meditate and work at their altar.
Yeah.
But if you're going to be creating an altar in a space that has some sort of like connection for you, that's like one of the best ways to connect with spirit.
You know what's funny is like I am just now realizing this. One of the most indirect spaces that I work in is my car. So like, because I'm one of those people where if I'm driving and I'm by myself, I'm like singing at the top of my lungs, feeling good, whatever. It's also where I like scream vent. But I have, you know, a few affirmations that I'll say on the way to work about having good days or like bringing in money or, you know, if I'm having like a low self-confidence day, I say the mantra on my way to work in the car. And it's just kind of become like a traveling safe space.
Yeah. And everybody, the thing is that you find what works for you and your life and your, you know what I mean? Like, you can't always be at a setup altar. You can't always be at a specific space. So having... places that you feel, that's what's important.
Sorry, I sneezed. But yes, absolutely agree. Crowley, hey, knock it off. He's trying to flip over our dog's food bowl. Right in front of me. Like, right.
What a turd.
I can see you. Anyway.
So, for our spirit series, there'll be 3 episodes.
Yes.
We are going to kick it off first with astrology. It won't be an in-depth astrology episode.
Yeah, I don't think we have the time.
No. That would be a whole...
another podcast.
Yes. But we'll talk about basics. We'll talk about what's going on in astrology right now, which there's a lot.
Lots of retrogrades.
Lots of retrogrades. Mercury retrograded yesterday as we're recording this. So that's a thing.
Yeah, Indeed it is.
And then we'll talk about astral projection.
I'm very excited for that because I think that's going to be a special episode in and of itself. Not just topic wise, but maybe people wise.
Mm-hmm.
It also may be a little bit chaotic, but you know, such is astral projection.
And then we'll be rounding it out with spirit guides,
which I am so excited for
Spirit guides are one of my like main things. I work.
You see
with
other people's spirit guides, like
I do.
Cool
I see other
that?
People's. Yeah, it's really interesting, and I'll explain like how I see spirit guides and what kind of spirit guides I see and everything in that.
Maybe we'll walk through a meditation on how to do them or how to find them if and when that person is ready to be found, you know what I mean?
Yeah, because you have to be ready. Like, spirit guides come to you when they're good and ready, basically.
And when they're needed.
And when they're needed. So the spirit guide that you have is dependent upon what you need in that moment.
Which is also why they change.
Yes, they do change. You won't always have the same spirit guide. And I know I've altered spirit guides quite a few times just in the last month. So I've obviously needed quite a bit of different assistances from my guides. Which is fine. That's
what they're for.
That's how it works. Yeah, that's what they're there
their
for.
Job.
That's their job. They come when they're needed.
Yeah.
But I think that's gonna be fun. That we'll round out the spirit series and end our elemental series.
Which is exciting. I mean, who knows what the next season of the Witchy Spellcast holds. I'm pretty excited about the whole thing. Some things we talked about earlier. I don't know. Maybe we'll do a face reveal or some animated thing. I don't know. Someone needs to make the Witchy Spellcast animated. How fun would that be? Just take a clip. Like,
just be like screaming.
It would. Loki would show up in the background for like half a second and then just be gone.
look around confused and then disappear.
Just leave. Meanwhile, me, you, and Rowan are sitting on a table, like, chanting or something.
Screaming. Yeah.
Plants growing everywhere.
Banging pots.
Exactly. Ouija boards randomly. Another podcast shows up, writes down some notes and leaves.
What not to do.
Honestly. Oh, shit. That's funny.
All right.
Welcome back to the podcast, everybody.
Yeah. Well, hopefully things slow down and we can get back to our every other week posting.
Yeah.
I don't imagine we'll be back to every week.
I don't think it's going to be for a while.
No.
I'm really enjoying this every other week. It's a lot less stressful.
A lot stressful, yeah. A lot less stressful. Especially right manageable. Now. Yeah. With work and school, it's kind of a lot.
Yeah.
Do finish school at the end of July. But
which is exciting.
Yes, it is very exciting. But then
also,
there's
pre-congratulations.
Yeah.
When do you go back to work?
August 18th.
Oh, so you're out of school and then right back into work.
Yep.
Lame. And yeah, you have time in between there where you have free? Oh, that's a long pause.
Huh?
I said, oh, that's a long pause.
Let's see here. 2 weeks.
Little vacation.
I'll have 2 weeks of nothing. I can't even say that because I'll have to get into my classroom and start setting it up for the next school year.
Oh, that's so lame. That's lame. That's lame.
Yeah, because the 18th is when teachers go back. And that's all curriculum planning and stuff like that. So it's like PD and meetings and all that other stuff that we have to do.
Yeah.
Which means like we'll get one day in our classroom and I'm painting and everything like that. So I'll probably get 1 week. I'll probably take the first week of August.
Yeesh.
And then have the second week of August via getting into my classroom and getting it set up.
Gotcha.
Yeah. It's part of the process.
Yeah. So, tomorrow, actually, is my 30-day evaluation at work.
Yeah.
Very nervous. But they keep telling me, and when I say they, I mean my supervisors and my trainers and all that, keep telling myself and the other girl to do my job that we're like knocking it out of the park. They're really impressed with us. They're really impressed with how good we're doing, how fast we're working, how quickly we picked up, yada yada. But I am so freaking nervous because I'm not used to that amount of praise in the workplace.
Oh.
So like I'm high panic mode. And the person who's doing our evaluation didn't like train us. Doesn't work in what we do.
Yeah.
That so, happens. Like, I'm freaking out, and I'm freaking out because I was hired to work for this company through a temp agency, and, like, I have to fulfill a contract with the temp agency and whatever, so, like, hopefully tomorrow goes really well, and hopefully the company I work for offers me an official job. That would be freaking dope.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, because right now, I mean, wow, this temp agency is great, and they're really, they really worked with me to get a job, a good job, a good paying job that's close to my house, and Monday through Friday, all that shit. It's a bit of an ego hit to say, like, oh yeah, I'm a temp. Kind of sucks. Yeah,
everybody has a different journey, a different path, and different stops along that path. And it doesn't make you any less of a person or any more of a person for any part of that journey.
Thank you.
So I wouldn't feel bad. That's just an experience that you're having. And there is positives that you can take from it. And there are negatives that you can take from it. And the most important takeaway should be, well, what did you learn from it?
Yeah. And I think should be the big takeaway from any experience, but like
absolutely
I'm gonna have to like pull a card or something for tomorrow, because like my brain is like a million miles a minute in regards to it, because it's like, when's the other shoe gonna drop? And then it turns out there's no other shoe. The person didn't have shoes to begin with. Like,
and that's a trauma response.
I know.
So
tell me you didn't get any kind of validation as a kid without telling me you didn't get any validation as a kid.
Yeah. So I think it'll go fine. It sounds like, you know, you're doing fine. And I wouldn't worry too much, but I understand why you're worrying.
Yeah.
And where it's coming from.
Okay, cool.
But just remember that, like, this is just one step in a journey. You know, like, it's any not... you won't always be a temp. Like, that's not going to be... You know, that's... There's a reason it's called temporary.
I know, you know? But, like, my brain wants to make that a bad thing. Like, it's...
No.
It's temporary because it's going to be taken away. Not temporary because it's, like, a trial period.
The idea of the idea of a temp position is a trial. Like, is this going to work for you? Like, is this going to work for both you and the company? It's a way for them to see if this is a position that can be filled or is needed, you know, in a way.
There's a lot of other, like, little random things that have, like, other people in the... that basically work in a big bullpen with cubicles. And the girl who does, her name's Jordan, she sits in front of me, in the cubicle in front of me. And we, like, face each other, basically. So there's been, like, one or two other women who are like, oh, yeah, I did that job before they outsourced it. And I'm like, okay, what does that mean for me? Like, am I going to be put somewhere else? Or are they just going to be like, all right, see you later. Thanks for the 3 months. Well,
I mean, if they're still there, you know.
Anyway, it's a lot fumbling around in my brain, and I need to, like, sit and just...
Don't borrow tomorrow's problems today.
I am, like, really living this problem, like, 86 times.
Exactly. So, just, like, focus on what's happening today, and then focus on what's happening tomorrow when tomorrow comes.
That's good advice. That's very good advice. Anyway, it's been a hell of a year already.
Right? It's only almost 6 months in, and it has been a hell of a year. It is a Monday. We're excited to get back into things, and hopefully we can get back into our every other week. This was a hiccup, a speed bump. Things happen.
Life happens, man.
We have families and lives and jobs and everything. This is just a hobby, kind of side thing.
Yep.
And if it becomes a job, then I don't want to do it.
Yeah.
I have enough of those.
You know, if it becomes more stress than reward, then we'll reevaluate things. But until then, I'm enjoying my time.
Yeah. So we'll catch you next time with astrology. And maybe Rowan will be with us. We don't know. Yeah. We'll have to talk to her. But...
We'll see you next time on What's Your Sign, Bitch? I'm kidding.
So that's the big reveal. All right.
Bye.
We hope you have a wonderful week and enjoyed the episode. We'll see you next week.
See Bye. Ya.
Thanks for listening to the Witchy Spellcast. Join us next week for some more magical goodness.